time. But the truth is, I'm not. I left and I came back. Why did I come back? No, because we needed a pre-mincha dvar Torah. So I came back to give you a pre-mincha dvar Torah. Here's a pre-mincha dvar Torah.
Can I ask you, Rob?
Next time. Okay. And because I got the schuss to learn with the Heilige Elitzur. And I'd travel the world for that opportunity. So we're moving on from Rifa'inu to the next bracha, and that is?
We already did.
What do you mean you did? You did? You done it? You figured out all the mysteries of the universe? You talked about it once. You talked about it once, so we're done. We're done. Okay, we're done. No! Okay, you, each one gets at least three divrei Torah.
Okay.
At least. The first one got like 12. The second one got like 2. It was rough.
That was the second one. I think I gave a really good one.
All right.
And then we followed
up. I'm following on the Rebbe of Thumb. We're talking about Baruch Leinu. I need everyone to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take 5 deep breaths. Let's center ourselves. And I want you to think about the most delicious meal you've had in the last month. Could have been papagayas. Could have been a smoothie. Could have been a delicious rebar. I want you to really think, thank you, Hashem, for that delicious, delicious food that you gave me. Thank you. It was really delicious. So every day we have a bracha. It's called Baruch Aleinu. And I'm gonna give you my tricks. I try when I remember to think about whatever delicious food I had that day when I say my Baruch Aleinu prayer, and I try to give it up to the Lord Almighty. Why do I do that? What's going on there? So here it goes like this: the Gevaldik Akasha. I'm telling you, you're gonna like this Akasha. We know all that. Rosh Hashanah, we're davening, so that we should have a good year, we should have money for our whole year, and we should have blessing and food for our whole year. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when is it decreed when you're gonna, the money and the food you're gonna get during your year? When does that come down? Rosh Hashanah! Right? That's why we're davening so much on Rosh Hashanah. Your parnasa for the year comes down in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Okay, everyone's heard that concept before, that's why we're davening Rosh Hashanah. So here's the problem, guys. If we already got decreed we're going to make $50,000 and eat 30 apples throughout the year, and how is it that every day we pray to God, Baruch Aleinu, give us parnasa, give this land fruit, give this land blessing? What how does that make any sense? It's already been decreed in Rosh Hashanah, so what am I going to change today? Why am I davening for it on Thursday, Erev Shabbos, Parshas, Bo? Shogazine 2017. What's that all about?
Hashem could take it away.
He could, but it's already been decreed. I'll just pay it back another way. Yeah?
Two options.
Yeah?
You're doing it for the next week, Hashanah. Or two, you're trying to remind Hashem in case he forgot.
You should be a theologian. We should have a Josh Holtzman theologian. So that's a Gabalic answer, but it's not the Baal Shem Tov's answer. Let me give you the Baal Shem Tov's answer because you'll never forget it. Such a beautiful answer. The Heilige Baal Shem Tov, Zchus Yagin Aleinu. His great grandson was the Slaman of a Rebbe. So the Baal Shem Tov says like this: yes, it was decreed how many apples you're going to eat and how much money you're going to make, but it wasn't decreed how much enjoyment you're going to get from that Gevaldike Afar Simon that you're going to have at Night Seder. Because I went to the Shuk and I got you guys fresh cut fruit kachababs from the Shuk I just got right now. Fruit, the cups full of... Here's the trick. I have experienced this firsthand that actually it's mamish a miracle. When I pray for Baruch Aleinu, I actually experience the taste. It tastes different, and you know why? Because I stop to think. To think about the pleasures that Hashem is giving me. I thank Hashem for the food that He's giving me. I think of that delicious meal, and then my life is better. and happier. And like the Baal Shem Tov says, it's decreed upon me that I should feel God's blessing. So we should all be blessed to be sab'enu mituvecha mamish, to be satisfied and satiated from God's blessing. And I challenge you all, even you, but especially you, that today, in this Shmona Esrei, you should take a moment and think of that delicious next food you're going to have, or last food you had, and just give it up to the Lord. Do we have a chazan?